all the dako. Ben shmoyne legasa. That it's true if an animal has a miscarriage, the animal gives birth, you have behemoth daki after 4 months, or a behemoth gasi after 8 months, so you can eat it. Hemen lamata osa, who adin, if it has born less than that, also it's osa to eat. The medva amur mamaza said that it's osa to eat, bishlekol lechadoshev. Only in the case where it didn't have a full month. Bishlekol lechadoshev. Mean these things are only yosef because they didn't live long enough. It wasn't kol lechadoshev. Avo but kol lechadoshev would have lived long enough. Muta, then it would be muta. Yotzah goes out of this halacha. Mishiyesh loy beis gab and a beis shetrus, an animal that would have two backs or two spines. The yafagav the kol lechadoshev, even though it is old enough. In Yotzler Avroel Amosa, if it's born, then it's also. But the Meim Aishari, the Meim Ataku it's Muta. So that's the way Shmuel learns that Yotzler just means doesn't have the same malocha like this Ben Arbola Daka. That over there they hold that that's only Bishloi Kolei Chadoshev. That there, even though it's the Meim Aishari, it's still Osatit. But over here, these things, the Meim Aishari is Osatit. So that's a riot to Shmuel. So the kids of both Rav and Shmuel can answer this brisa according to their learnings. Yeah. The other one says, Tana learned kind of in front of Rabbi this, that Hamapeles Brias Guf Shena Chotuch. If an Isha has a miscarriage, and Brias Guf, it looks like a body, Shena Chotuch, that has no figure to it. It has no, like, it doesn't look like it has no feet, no arms, no feet. It's just like one round piece. Obrius Rosh Shenechoros, even it has a form of the head. But the head, you can't tell the eyes, the nose, there's no form in the head. So now, Yochai, I would have thought to say, Te'ima Tamele, maybe that's called a good leda. The mother should be Tamei. Talmud Amna, the Pasuk says, Isha Kisaz Riyah. When Isha gives birth, V'yolda, Zohar. And then the 8th day she has to make a bris mila. So dash like this. Misha rola bris shmoina. When is Nisha but tumas leida? If she gives birth to a kid that could live at least for 8 days, it shall have a bris. Then there's a tumas leida. But Yotzuela goes out, she has a miscarriage, these type of bodies. Shaina rola bris shmoina. They're not fit to live for 8 days. Since they're not fit to live, that's also near. She has no tumas leida. 2 months later, has to be on. She gives birth to a baby that could live at least for 8 days. But here, if it has the head, is like just round. There's no form to it. There's no form to the body. It can't live. The Isha has no 2 months later. Oh, Malay Rav, Rasa like this. With sign by end of, hoch end of like this. What's going to be the Vishyesh Lashne Gabla? Say, an Isha gave birth to a kid that has two backs. Or else Shne Shadrus has two spines. So Rabbi Yamir Bar Abba Savar. Had the same halach also. So what it also has no tumah. That since it's not fit to live, this baby also has no tumah. Right. So we're starting like this now. We have Yimei Bar Abba Saba Lamev Ruv De Kavos De Shmuel. He wanted to pass like Shmuel to say what? That it's also that has no tumah later. Omale Rav Huna. My Daitcha, what's your reasoning? L'chumra. Do you want to be Machmir? So one said, what was Shmuel's halacha was? Don't forget, Shmuel was the one that said before the Isha Vlad. Right? Shmuel was the one that said she's Mapula, a kid that has two Shedrois, so it is called the Leda. So they thought the pastor over here, like Shmuel Chumra. That's what happened. Rabbi Yimei Bar Abba Sobel Nevaruv the Kavos of Shmuel. Omalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said back to him, my diet, what's your reasoning? Luchumra, because you want to be Machmer to say it is called the Leda. So Mara says, no, that's for to say, Chumra de Yosa de Kulu. This is called the Chumra de Kama de Kulu later. Why the Kiyogis Le de Mei Toyer? You're going to give it the Mei Toyer. But this by saying she has a Leidon, so after the days of Tumah, she has then few days of Tyra. And really, it's, we hold like Rav, it's not called the Leidon. So therefore he said, over me Kavosa de Rav. That we should do like Rav, rather pass like Rav to say, it's not called the Leidon. And why? Because the klal always is the kaim lo yichos akarav bisurei. We paskin like rav yichos isurim ben lekula ben lechumah. The kula lechumah, we have to paskin like rav. So therefore, it's not a suffix, but we should paskin like rav. We have to say for sure it has no tumas later, and therefore, if she would see dam later on, she would be tummy. Omar Rav, Rav says like this: Harayomer was said ishi eledes natisha. An isha normal time to give birth is after 9 months. For eledes l'shiva, she could also give birth after 7 months, and the kid would live. It's called the ben shechayomer. She has tumas later. Behem magasi eledes natisha. Usually, behem magasi gives birth after 9 months. What's going to be now eledes l'shiva? Let's say behem magasi gives birth after 7 months. Or l'shiva. Or lo yod, is that called later or not? That's the shayla. If a behema gives birth after 7 months, is that called a good later or not? By a behema. So, Omer of Nachem, by Yitzchak Toshma coming here, we had before, that Hemenu ulamata also. So before behema gasar gives birth after 8 months, so the kid is called an avela. And anything less than that. So my love didn't mean to say before agasa, even by behema gasar also, anything less than 9 months, even 7 months is also called a mevela. You see, it can't live. Someone says, no, loy, could be something going on daka. On a behemah daka, it said, usually behemah daka gives birth after 5 months. It gave birth after 4 months, it's a mevela. And on that, even less is also called a mevela. So it could be maybe by a gasum, maybe 7 months, the animal could live. So it was, hi, my, why? Iyam, it bishleima, a gasum's going on a behemah gasum, itzruch, then I needed to teach us. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, since by an Isha, and she gives birth after 7 months, the kid could live. So my behemah also could live after 7 months. Is kamash on the chayah, that's what the Bryce has to tell us now, that even though by an Isha, yes, a 7 month baby could live, but by the behemah, a 7 month old baby cannot live. Ela b'riyamit, adak is going to name adakit, ma, the grip shita. What do you have to teach me that for? Once you tell me about behemah daka, which usually a smaller behemah, like a sheep, usually gives birth after 5 months. So tell me if it gives birth after 4 months, it's called an avela. So sheep after 3 months is called an avela. What's the chiddush? So Rosh says, yes, it's for chanidis chiddush. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, kol de botzer, trei yachi chai. Anything less 2 months, maybe could live. Not long enough from Nisha. And then she gives birth at 9, and the 7 month could also live. So the Hema Gasa maybe also, 9 could live and the 7 could live. So I would have thought maybe the Hema Daka also. It's supposed to give birth after 5 months, if it gives birth after 3 months, maybe it could also could live. That's what I would have thought. It's Kamash Pons, so I need the Brass to teach us now that by the Hema Daka, anything less than 5 cannot live. But maybe by the Hema Gasa, it could be a 7th month old baby, maybe could live. Just like by an Ish, it's that way, maybe by the Hema also. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hamapeles Demus Leiloi, so when Isha gives birth to a Demus of a Leilas, Rashi says the shade, like a shade. Rashi says the shadim used to have a Defus, looks like a person, just they had the wings on them. So when Isha gives them a miscarriage of a Demus Leilas, so Imai Tamele, do you want to say, yes, Isha Tamaleda. Vlada was called a good Vlada, Lesheshma Kanafayim, just it has wings. But since it has a tsuras of an adam, that's called a vlad. She's tummy. Tani na yochi, we're willing to this also. Tani na yochi, the Rama Rabbi Yosi, Maisa bisimuni biyachas, what's happened is place simuni to have one person there, she pilu the mustelis, that Isha gave birth to a vlad that looked like a demon, that had wings on it. Obo maisa pnechachomim, for yomru vladu, yes, it's called a good vlad, the mother has tumas later. And lishteshna kunafayim, just has wings on it. But has the tzuras of an adam, she'll have a tumas later. Now, hamapelis tumas not, let's say she gives birth to a dumush of a serpent, of a snake. So, hoira chanina ben ochiv, chanina ben ochiv show Reb Yeshua, the nephew of Reb Yeshua Paskin, that he might tumay a lady, yes, that's called a good blood, she's tuma later. Holach Reb Yosef Reisev went, this suffered the room, he said over these words, suffered the room of Nero Gamliel. He said over in front of the Gamliel. What Rechanina Paskind? Sholach Lei sent back one of this. Rabbi Yeshua, Hinag ben Achicha, take your nephew, Ubor, and come to me. Belichosan, when they both came, Yotasa Kalasa, his daughter-in-law, came out. Shereb Rechanina, lacrosse in front of them. Omrullah, they said to him, Rebbe, Hamatelos Kimenochishma, what's going to be the locho if you have these shells in miscarriage and the fetus looks like a snake? Oh, my Lord, said back to me, Matira. The mother is Torah, not called the later. Omru has said back to him, Omru Loi, I have a Loi Meshamech, in your name, Omru, who said, Omru Li Chamaisi, in your name, my mother-in-law told me, that Imai Tumeya, that no, the mother is Tam, is called a good Leda. And the Yom Alo Mieza Tam, and she said, oh, we know what the reason was, Hoyol V'galgol Inoi, Ogul Kishalot, we had before, since a snake's eye is round, like the eye of an Odom. So when she gives birth to a snake, like a fetus, looking like a snake, she has Tumas Leda. Samara says, when he heard this over from her, Nisker Vishur, Vishur reminded himself that he took a paskin that way. So, Sholach Loi Rabbi Gamliel Mipi Hoira, that Chananya, that Taki paskin this way right, that Taka the Locha Takan, the Vnisha's Mapo Kimin Lochish, the Taka she has Tumas Leida. So when Abai heard this, Omer Abai Yishramin of Mira Hirobom, that Sumer Rabbonin, Yom Emilsa, anytime a young Rabbonin say over Halochom, you should know, Lema Botayim, they should always say over the reasoning also from it. The Chimatku Le Mitchar, because of this people remember, like here, the actual Halach he forgot, but he heard the reasoning what they said over, because the eyes of a snake look like the eyes of an Adam, he was masking as Taka true. So the kitzur, because of the reasoning, he was masking that taka the locha. That is the locha taka. When Isha's mapa came in lochish, she has a tumas later. Now the Mishnah says, Hamapelis shfir. Let's say she gives birth to a shfir. That's the skin of the fetus alone. That's mole mayim, just full of water. Ros mole dam, full of blood. Mole ganunim, it's full of different colors. You don't have to be afraid that maybe there was a vlad and it got melted, but no, there's no vlad and she has no tumas later. Pimhoyim arukam, but let's say the shvir comes out that has a form to it, there is a form there, it has a form of an odom, then teshav lezoch v'nekeva. If you don't know what it is, a zoch v'nekeva, you've got to go to chumrah and sit both ways. Hamapelis tatsanisha gives birth to a sandal. It means the kid has face is squashed a little bit, looks like it was punched in a little bit, looks like a sandal. Or Shulio, she gives birth, there's a placenta comes out, and look at again, Teisha Lazok in the cave. For sure, that's called that. Down, then Mechasa Chosa should have been something missing. The sack can't be fooled. Since the sack is full, its mash was never a vlad there, it's only just liquid. Rav Arda Barava Omar. Gavonim Tanan. We learned colors. Gavonim Tanan. And therefore, Now, Via Misa, if it's true, Yasmuch Yasmachach, that there really was a Vlad there, and it got melted down, Kula Vichad Gavne Abikoi, it all would have been one color, like the Vlad looks one way. And here it says it found full of different colors. That's a proof it didn't come from a vlad, just a different liquids there. Therefore, the Isha's Torah has no din later. Tanya will learn like this. Abishol Leimer, that Koyve Mesam Isi, he used to be Koyve Mesam, used to bury dead bodies. Vayisim Estaka Viyatsama Shemesim, used to look at the bones of the Mesam. And he said like this, that when the person was alive, that Ashoysa Yain Chai, somebody used to drink raw wine, very strong wine, Atzmaisa Srufim, he would notice that his bones were like burnt up. Mozak, people used to drink diluted wine when they were alive. Atzmaisas chuyim, their bones were just dried. Kerol, people that drank wine the right way though, atzmaisas meshuchim, their bones were like healthy bones. Those bones were full of marrow. Those were good bones. Rashi says, "I'm shriya." By the whole me, sheshtiyosim ruben mechlas, who ever used to drink more than he eats. In that semester, Sruf Moses is not healthy. His bones were like burnt up. Achilosim Ruben Mishdiyosim, he ate more than he drank. Atmosis Chuyin, his bones were, Seshkurim and black, were like dried out without Moyach, Rashi says. Kerov, he ate normally, then Atmosis Meshuchim, then his bones were like fresh, had marrow inside them. Tani would learn like this. Abishur Leimer, Vitamus Samser Abyechnon, that Koyve Mason is also used to bury Mason. And Palmachas, it once happened that Rotsayachat Svi was running after a deer. For Nechnasni Bakulius, he ran into the middle of a big bone. Shal Mace of a Mace. For Ratzis Yachav, and he ran after the deer that went into this big bone. Sholosh Pasoyas, almost like 3 miles. Utsvilo he got, he didn't reach up to the deer. Fakuyas lakos, he didn't come to the end of the bone. That's how long this bone was. Ukashikhazat tahun, I went backwards. Normally, people told me, Shaloig Melech HaBoshen Oysa. This was the bone from Oig Melech HaBoshen, the giant Oig. That this mamish, this big bone there, was more than three pasois long. Tanya, another message like this. Abishol Eimer. Koiv and Mason used to bury Mason. Pamachas, it once happened that Niftach Omar once opened up a cave, Tachti, under him. For Yamarti, he realized he was standing, the Galgal Eimer Shemais. His mamish standing in the middle of an eye, of a mace. The goggle eye in the form of an eye, the socket of an eye. At Choytma, his arm is sunk into that eye up until his nose. And Kishchazat Akruna came out backwards and found out what happened there. Omer, they said, Ayin Shalom Shalom Oysa. That was the eye of Avshalom. Avshalom, the son of David, had a bad eye, so that's the way his eye was. The Shemitah, maybe you tell me Abishol then is heavy. Maybe Abishol here was a small person. It's not so big Kiddush how big the eye was. The Gemara says, no. Abishol Yishno Oruch. But though he was the longest one, the tallest person in his door. Heavy. Reb Tarfon Megillat Sefer, Reb Tarfon only came up to his shoulders. Now Reb Tarfon Oruch, but Reb Tarfon was the tallest one in his door. And Reb Meir Megillat Sefer, Meir only came up to his shoulders. Now Reb Meir in his generation was Oruch, but he was the longest one in his door. Have a Rebbe Magilik Sefer, Rebbe came to his shoulders. Rebbe also Oruch, but he was the longest one in his door. Have a Reb Chia Magilik Sefer, Reb Chia came to his shoulders. Reb Chia Oruch, but he was the longest one in his door, Heavy. Rab Magilik Sefer, Rab Oruch, but there have a Reb Yudah Magilik Sefer. Reb Yudah Oruch, but there again, Reb Yudah was the tallest one in his door. The Ada Daya Magilik Sefer. And Ada Daya, as she says, Shamash Rabbonin, his name was Ada, he only reached up to his shoulders. The kid said he was very tall, Avshalom, Ben Avshalom, here Avshalom, and still there was a mice that was sunk into that eye of Avshalom until his nose. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.